From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson reading Death Hunt, part of the Wilderness series by David Thompson. Now let's begin with Death Hunt. Chapter 1. "Do you reckon we have everything we'll need?" asked the muscular young man in buckskins. The lovely Indian woman to whom the question had been addressed looked at their pack horse, her features barely concealing her keen amusement. "We have enough supplies to last a year, husband," she said and grinned. "Any more and that horse will keel over," she glanced at him. "That is the right expression, yes? Keel over?"
"It's the right one, Winona," the man responded a bit testily. Ever sensitive to his moods, Winona moved closer and affectionately reached up to caress his cheek.
"I am sorry if I hurt your feelings, Nate."
19-year-old Nathaniel King softened under the loving gaze of her dark eyes. He shrugged his broad shoulders and gestured at the assortment of parfleches, saddlebags, and other supplies piled high on the pack animal. "I'm taking so much because of the condition you're in. Who knows what we'll need along the way? It'll take 7 or 8 days to reach the village, maybe longer."
Winona glanced down at the highly prominent bulge in her beaded buckskin dress, then pressed both palms to her swollen belly. "There is no need to worry. Our son will not be ready to enter this world for 15 or 20 sleeps yet."
Nate put his hands on his hips and regarded her critically, extreme anxiety mirrored in his penetrating green eyes. In addition to his buckskins, he also wore moccasins and a